So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tan Rabbanan. Din Mamanis Beshloisha, monetary cases require three judges. However, an expert judge can judge a monetary case single-handedly because, as Rashi explains, the braisa holds like Rav Acha Beredav Ika and Daf Gimel, who says, he does val voice midaraisa chad na mikasher. Midaraisa for a general monetary case such as a loan, even one judge is sufficient because the pasuk states, betzedek tishpat amisecha, the word tishpat is singular and implies even one judge. However, the Chacham initiated that three judges are required, mishum yesh vikranis, because of a concern that they will choose one judge who is not knowledgeable in monetary laws and he will decide erroneously. Therefore, regarding a mumcha, the Chacham did not require three judges and even one judge is sufficient. Rav Nachman explained, "Kigoin anod dan din emamnis beyichidi, a person like myself is considered a mumcha who can judge monetary cases single-handedly." And as the Gemara explains, Rav Nachman meant to say, "Kigoin anod digemirna v'sevirna, a person who studied all the halachas from his Rebbe, and he's also able to apply his own reasoning." The Gemara explains, "Avagav de leinakad reshusa dine dina, even if the mumcha did not obtain permission to paskin from the Resh Galusa, his decision is valid." However, there is a distinction between dinakad reshusa and the loinakad reshusa as follows. Dinakad reshusa imta lo yashalim. If the mumcha did obtain permission and he issued an erroneous decision, the decision stands and he is not required to reimburse the innocent party. However, the loinakad reshusa, if the mumcha did not obtain permission and he issued an erroneous decision, it depends. Im kiblu alayu lo yashalim. If the two parties agree to accept the mumcha's decision unconditionally, regardless of whether it was accurate or not, the decision stands and he is not required to reimburse the innocent party. If the two parties did not agree, the decision stands, but he is required to reimburse the innocent party. The Gemara now elaborates on dinokat rishusa, the type of permission a mumcha must obtain in order to become exempt from reimbursement. Pshita mahacha lahacha mahaslam lahasa mahani. If the mumcha received permission from the Resh Galus in Bavel, he can judge cases in all of Bavel. And if the mumcha received permission from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, he can judge cases in all of Eretz Yisrael. U'mahach alahasa mahani. And the mumcha received permission from the Resh Galus in Bavel can also judge cases in Eretz Yisrael because the hacha shevet v'hasa machaykik. Regarding dinim mamunas, the Resh Galus in Bavel has more authority than the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael because shereidin es Yisrael b'shevet. The Persian government gave them complete authority. However, the Gemara inquires, Mahasim lahacha mai. A mumcha who received permission from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, can he also decide cases in Bavel? The Gemara concludes, Mahasim lahacha loy mahami. A mumcha who received permission from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael cannot judge cases in Bavel because the Nasi has less authority. However, la ayaris ha'im de malak gvulin mahami. He can judge cases in the border cities that are associated with Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara mentions an incident in which Rabbi the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael gave permission to Rabbi Bar Chana, who is en route to Bavel, as follows. Yeber Yera, he can rule in cases of Issa v'Heter, whether something is forbidden or permissible. Yadin Yadin, he can judge monetary cases. Yate B'chayris, he can rule on a firstborn behemoth to permit it to be slaughtered outside the Beis HaMikdash based on the permanent blemish. Rabbi, however, gave Rav permission only for Yeber Yera and Yadin Yadin, but not for Yate B'chayris. And the Gemara offers two explanations. Either l'chalak le'kavod l'rabbi bar Chana, Rebbe gave him the exclusive rights for Yate B'chayris because he wanted the Bnei Bavel to show him respect, and Rebbe knew that the Bnei Bavel would give respect to Rav even without this privilege. Or because the Rav b'kiyah b'mumi tfei, v'shari mumi d'layadi inshi v'amri ki haigam n'shara Rav v'osu l'mishri mumayver. Rav was an expert in identifying a permanent blemish, and he would permit even those mumim that others consider a mumayver, a temporary blemish. And as a result, others might come to permit a mum over. Therefore, Rebbe did not give Rav permission for Yad to Bechayris. The Gemara asked regarding Yeru Yera, Igamer Rishusa Lomali Lemishkel. If Rabbi Bar Chana was proficient in the halachas, why did he require permission from the Nasi to paskin shayles of Issa v'Heter? The Gemara explains, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. The Chama initiated that one requires Rishus for Yeru Yera as a result of the following incident. The Tanya, Pamachas Halach Rebbe Lemokim Echad, Rebbe once went to a certain place and observed people kneading dough while they were tummy. Rebbe asked them, they responded, Tamad echad balakan v'hayrulonu mei bitzam ei makshirin. We kneaded our dough with water from marshland. And there was a scholar who once ruled that such water does not accomplish hechsher, it does not make it susceptible to tumma, and therefore the dough cannot become tummy. As the Gemara explains, they made two mistakes. Who may beitzim darish lahu? The inu sabah may bitzaim kama. The scholar ruled that may beitzim, a liquefied egg, does not achieve hechsher, but he spoke unclearly and they thought that he referred to the similar sounding may bitzaim. And they also assumed that Mei Bitzayim does not achieve Hechsher from a Mishnah Masechtas Para. Mei Karmiyonu Mei Piga Pesulin, Mimnei Shehen Mei Bitzayim. Water from marshland cannot be used for Mei Chatas of the Para Aduma. They assumed, Mindelagabi Chatas Pesili, Achshuri Namale Machshuri. It's disqualified for the Mei Chatas apparently because it's not considered water. If so, it cannot accomplish Hechsher either. But they were mistaken, because Hasam in Chatas be in the Mayim Chayim. It's only disqualified for the Mechatas because it's not considered spring water. But Hacha Echshuri called the Humachshuri. Regarding Hechshur, any water can accomplish Hechshur. As a result of this incident, Tana Ba'isa Shogazu, Tamar Al Yere Elim Kainoitil Rishos Mirabai. The Chum initiated that a scholar may not pass in childless of Issa Heter unless he receives permission from his Rebbe, as Rashi explains. V'chi Yavli Rabbi Rishusim Meidig Daik Be'ishay Elishayin Pesuach V'layitu Hashayman. The Rebbe will ensure that his student speaks clearly so that others will not misunderstand his words. The Gemara continues, Pshita Rishus Lepalga Hakamer Demahani. A Rebbe can give his student a partial Rishus, such as only Yere Yere, but not Yadin Yadin, or vice versa. The Gemara brings proof that Rishus Al Tanai Mahani. A Rebbe can give his student only a temporary Rishus, such as for only 1 year, as Rabbi Yechon told Rav Shemin, Hari Ata Virshusenu Achetave Itzleinu, you have my permission to Paskin until you return to me.